Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Now, you often see classic cars out on the roads around Ireland, and let's face it, they're pretty cool looking. You know, when you see them, that years of blood, sweat and tears have gone into keeping those engines in tip-top shape. But I want to talk to an Irishman now who has a mission to bring classic cars into the 21st century. Norman Crowley is a tech millionaire whose newest venture, Ava Electrify, I presume that's what it's called because it's spelt Electrify, but we'll get to that in a second, aims to kind of electrify classic cars like the AC Cobra and the Corvette Stingray. And how is he doing that? Well, I'll tell you, in beautiful Paris Court, County Wicklow, he's brought together a team of Formula One grade engineers to breathe, let's say, the energy of the future into the cars of the past. You see what I did there, Norman? That was good, wasn't it? Anyway, Norman, firstly, is this a case of making new classic cars or retrofitting older models?
It's a bit of both, but in the beginning, it's retrofitting old models. So everything from a Land Rover Defender through to Cobra or a Stingray. Yeah.
Okay. I know you don't see yourself as the Irish Elon Musk, but, you know, we're not talking about the Irish version of Teslas here, are we?
No. So what we do for a living, we do a couple of things for a living. We've got a green energy business that operates around the world. And then what we do in vehicles is we do what's called retrofitting specialist vehicles. And a specialist vehicle could be a classic car, or it could be a mining vehicle going down the mines in a mine in Australia. So it could be anything. Because what's happening is everything in the world is going electric, as we know. And the reason for doing it in classic cars, I've owned some classic cars over the years. And the kind of secret that nobody wants to tell you about a classic car is it looks beautiful, but it's completely painful. They're just dreadfully unreliable. And some people, about 5% of the market, love tinkering around with them.
Yeah.
And they like it when they break and they enjoy the pain. But the other 95% would just love to swan around in something that looks very pretty and will get them from A to B and get them back again. And so making it electric just makes it more reliable and a good bit quicker as well.
So you're going to try and make it basically go as beautiful as it looks. So, you know, like, you know, you've got a 2024 business plan for 300 cars, and that'll be the same maybe for 2025. It's not volume here. It's just about making cars, is it?
Yeah, the goal is to make just beautiful cars in the classic side. We were at Salon Privé last week, which is this really exclusive car show at Blenheim Palace. And like, we closed £7 million worth of orders at Salon Privé. So there's a huge demand, thankfully, to convert these things.
Right. Sounds like it was a good weekend. All right. Like, I mean, obviously, there's a definite and pretty obvious halo effect as well, because you're making cars like this, using them to advertise your environmentally friendly skills. But basically, the whole thing about this is really, and the whole, you know, drive of it all, if you'll pardon the pun, is that you are in it for the love of cars.
Yeah. And it doesn't lose money. So that makes us happy as well.
Right, indeed.
And it's nice to bring cars back to Ireland, you know, and the car manufacturing back to Ireland. And when we announced that we were doing this in 2019, people thought we were mad. And now that they're seeing the volume starting to appear, you know, they're really starting to get excited. And then there's a lot of history between Ireland and cars as well. And there's a lot of rock and roll in that as well, right?
So yeah, I'm going to get to that in a second, because just one thing about this, you mentioned the 5% earlier on, who genuinely don't mind the fact that there's an awful lot of problems with cars like this and like to tinker and tinker and tinker and have nothing better to do, and they just like the whole thing of it. But the other 95% would like to have what you're talking about here. So just the naysayers I want to take a look at first. They might feel that, you know, classic cars should be left alone because, you know, the rumble of the engine and all the usual aspects of a vintage car are all part of the appeal.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we say is, like, when we went from horses to cars, we didn't make the car go neigh, right, like a horse. Mm. We were happy with the noise. And now, once you've driven an electric classic, you don't look for the noise, like, because you can drive along, you can hear the birds singing. It's just very cool. And also, you go from 2,000 moving parts that can go wrong in a classic car to 90 moving parts. And so everything that can break is gone. And even, you know, when we buy cars to convert, sometimes we take them for a spin. And the amount of times we've been left on the side of the road in a car that we just bought, it's like almost every second time. So they are heartbreaking. And yet, you know, we work with this very famous designer called Peter Brock in America. And Peter says, like, modern cars are like bars of soap running down the road. You know, there's just nothing beautiful or iconic about them. So it is lovely to kind of reignite these beautiful designs.
Absolutely.
And be able to use them every day.
Yeah, absolutely, indeed. And like, also, when you convert the classic car to electric power, do you preserve the original engine, you know, the kind of the mechanical parts, the gearbox, so they stay with the car when it's sold on?
Yeah, we do. We do a thing called ICE Vault, which ICE stands for internal combustion engine. And so what we do is we put them, we either make the engine into a coffee table if it's a beautiful looking engine, or else if it's something that's just a bit shabby, then we just put it in a box. Purists in the classic game think that we're just, you know, awful, but we also have kind of rules, like if there's only a couple of hundred of a car ever made, then we just won't convert it, or if we do, we'll convert it in such a way that it can be converted back. But we are starting to convert a car at the moment that there's only ever been 250 of them made. It's a one called an XJ220, a Jaguar XJ220. And we're going to build five of them. And they will be, when they're finished, they will be like 2 million quid each.
Right.
So they're very exclusive, you know.
Are they now? By the way, we are talking to Norman Crowley, and Norman's newest venture is this AVA, that's Ava Electrify, aiming to kind of electrify classic cars like the AC Cobra, as I mentioned, the Corvette Stingray, etc. So let's just say I won the lotto. Could I just turn up at your front door and buy one off the lot, like, you know, at AVA headquarters?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. But there, again, there's very few. And what we do there, because so AVA, AVA stands for Ad Vitam Aeternam, which means for life eternal, right? And so the idea of it is that it's a win-win, right? The cars go up in value. So we built a car for Selfridges about a year ago, and it was 150 grand sold to Selfridges. And Selfridges sold it on within 2 days for 250 grand. So there's a win because it's environmentally friendly. There's a win because they're beautiful to drive and they're much faster. And then there's also a win because they go up in value quite a lot.
Of course.
Because there's just so few of these.
And can you personalise it for me if I ask you? I mean, like, you know, exterior paints, trims, hand stitch, seats, dashboard finishes.
Yeah.
You can, completely. Yeah. Okay.
And not only that, but we kind of try to personalise it to your life. So if you're into the, you know, the seaside, or you're into something, then like we've done this beautiful seaside one at the moment where the plastic is made out of plastic that has been fished out of the Mediterranean.
Wow.
The dash is made out of driftwood that's kind of hand carved. So it's just beautiful kind of stuff. And, you know, some people in Ireland say to us as well, it's, you know, you're only supplying cars to rich people. But you have to think about Ireland too. Like, our labor rates are very high here. And so if you're gonna build cars in beautiful Powers Court, you can't be building 20,000 of them like Hyundai do. You know, you have to think about what you can do. And the nice thing about Ireland is we have all this kind of skills here and history and heritage. And so in the beginning of what we're doing, it's brilliant just to be able to do things that are high end, you know.
Absolutely. And you are based out of Powers Court in County Wicklow, very close to where the former home of the heir of Guinness, Lugalaw and all that, Lugalaw Valley, Tara Brown, who used to live. Can you tell us about your tribute to him and his AC Cobra?
Yeah, so, and you know, you in particular, and I've listened to you for years, like, you'd love this story, I'm sure. So about a year ago, I was lucky enough, Lugalaw was for sale, and Tony Boylan, who's the estate manager down there, gave me a tour. He was a mutual friend, and I never knew about Tara Brown until then. So he was heir to the Guinness fortune, you know, Irish, but spent a lot of his teens in London, and he became the poster child for the swinging 60s.
He did.
He was covered in Vogue, and his 21st birthday was at Lugalaw, and Mick Jagger was there, and some of the Beatles were there, and Loving Spoonful played. And as I was down there, Tony told me about this car that he used to drive around London, called an AC Cobra, and it was painted by this very famous troupe of artists called Bev, Bender, Edwards, and Vaughan, three guys. And when people now describe colors, they say psychedelic, something is psychedelic colored. And they were the ones who pioneered that color scheme. And so I just became obsessed with this car. And so our team here contacted Binder, Edwards and Vaughan. And tragically, Binder and Vaughan are dead, but Dudley Edwards is still alive, 78 years old, living in York. And so we contacted Dudley and we said, would you, if we were to reimagine this as an electric vehicle, would you paint it for us? And he got very emotional. The last thing he painted was Paul McCartney's last piano. So he agreed to do it. And because he's quite elderly, we had to give him a hand with some other people. And we built the car from scratch. And so we have a team here, as you said, Formula One. So, and they're Irish, but they're ex-Formula One, so ex-McLaren, ex-Williams. And so they built a racing chassis, put in an electric, very high-performance electric system into it. And then we shipped it to the UK, and Dudley painted it. And it is just spectacular, this thing.
You know, when the car was exhibited at the Robert Fraser Gallery in Mayfair in London, there was a queue around the block. Lord Snowden did a photo shoot, Pathé News made a newsreel about it, etc. And we all know the story, well, I mean, the story of Tara Brown, the Lotus Elan in London in 1966. Yeah. He, you know, as the Beatles sing in A Day in the Life, he blew his mind out in the car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. All that's about him. And he struck the park lorry and he was killed at a very early age. But did you ever look for Brown's original AC Cobra?
Yes, we know exactly where it is. So there may be a follow-on to this story, and it's not confirmed yet. But so the car, when he didn't die in that car, as you say, he died in the Lotus Elan. And he was a very good driver. Apparently the story is that actually he had his girlfriend in the passenger seat, and apparently he swung the car into the truck so that he bore the brunt of it, and she survived, which makes the story even more tragic. So the car afterwards was sold, but in order for it to be sold, it was painted blue. So they painted over the incredible paint job. And it's now privately owned and it's available for us to buy. And so what we're thinking about doing now is acquiring that vehicle, leaving it as petrol, getting Dudley to paint it back the way it was again, and then selling both as a pair. And we do a lot of the vehicles we do at the high end as well. We associate with different charities. So we're doing one with Lewis Pugh around ocean plastics. We've done another one with a charity around injured soldiers. And so what we're thinking about doing is putting both together and then auctioning them both for some kind of charity, and something around music or something around something that Tara would have been passionate about, you know.
Yeah. Well, you did mention earlier that you have fairly reasonably priced cars, well, for this kind of thing anyway, but are there any more like the Cobra that you're treating more like an art project? I mean, what's this about the 1963 Corvette Stingray?
So the designer of the 1963 Corvette Stingray is a guy called Peter Brock, and he was only 17 when he designed the Stingray, which is shocking to be that young and that talented, right? And the Stingray went on to become this iconic American vehicle. And so again, we approached Peter, he's 84 now, and Peter was here with the last fortnight, he just flew back yesterday. And with him, we're doing two things. So we're designing one only Stingray, because when he designed it, Chevrolet changed some of the things in his original design. And so we're putting one back exactly as he wanted it to be, and also making it electric. But on top of that, as we grow the business, we will be able to produce new cars. And so we're working with Peter on a new car that they will be, again, it'll be expensive in the beginning, but it'll be a brand new car built in Ireland for mainly the US market. And so we're designing that with Peter, but also with a British designer called Ian Callum. And Ian won the GQ Designer of the Year award this year. So he's designed every Aston Martin, every Jaguar.
Fantastic. It's absolutely brilliant. By the way, it's Norman Crowley of Ava Electrify. And if you want to check it all out, classic cars, etc., the electric classic cars, that is, you can head to studioava.com. So a final question, obviously, Norman, is you're obviously big into all things tech and you're obviously big into all things cars. Where did all this love of cars stem from?
Yeah, so I'm from a little village in West Cork called Ballinascarty, and it's a beautiful village, but it's a classic Irish village. Blink and you'll miss it. It's on the way to Clonakilty. And the grandfather of Henry Ford came from Ballinascarty.
Right.
And when I was a kid, my dad used to tell me these stories about Henry Ford's granddad. And indeed, my dad, along with the community there, got this car built. If you've ever driven to West Cork, you drive past this beautiful stainless steel sculpture of a Model T. And that's something that my dad did with the community. And so, you know, the long-term love affair of cars has kind of stemmed from there, really.
Well, so you can indulge in your passion now at this stage of the game. Well, Norman, it's been a real pleasure and good luck with it all. And thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the programme today. That's Norman Crowley.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.